Hymns from Home. Good old-fashioned hymns. That's our program for the next few moments, friends. And we invite all of you to join with the choir or the quartet as they bring you these old-time, old-style hymns. We hope you'll find much comfort and enjoyment in hearing again your favorite Hymns from Home. Kindly Light. That's the title to our opening hymn. This is a fine old favorite, and perhaps many of you will join with the choir as they bring it to us. Lead Kindly Light.
Lead Kindly Light amid the encircling gloom.
Quartet answers many of your requests with this next hymn. We'll understand it better by and by.
Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God will lead us to that blessed promised land. But he'll guide us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die, and we'll understand it better by and by. Saints of God are gathering home. We will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands, want of shelter and of food, thirsty hills and barren land. But we're trusting in the Lord, and according to his word, we will understand it better by and by. By and by,
the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Temptation's hidden snares often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for each thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by.
We want to thank PFC John C. Miller, APO 921, for his kind letter of encouragement. We'd like to think that many more listeners will find the time to drop us a note or a card. Just address Hymns from Home, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Thank you, friends. Back now to our hymns and the quartet.
If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your youthful days are gone, and old age is stealing on, and your body bends beneath the weight of care, he will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Friends, we'd like to take a minute to remind you of the wonderful work done by the Anglo-American missionaries in the South Pacific. Because many of these missionaries stayed and bore the hardships of the Jap occupation, our armed forces frequently found friends among the inhabitants of the South Pacific Isles instead of enemies. Today, on Guadalcanal, New Georgia, Bougainville, and the remoter Solomons, indeed almost everywhere our armed forces penetrate, they find that the church has prepared for them a wholly unexpected welcome. Typical was the experience of flyers of the famous Guadalcanal Catalina Squadron, where they were compelled to crash on the edge of the jungle. One of them reports, "We decided to pull out in the lifeboats. We just started when 8 natives came out of the jungle and shouted, 'You come along, we take you safe.' They led us for many hours during that night through the dense jungle. All of us wondered if we were making a mistake. But when the natives started humming, 'Onward, Christian Soldiers,' we knew we were in safe hands." From New Georgia, an American soldier writes, "A handful of missionaries risked their lives to teach these natives, and it was because of this newfound faith and trust that the natives worked ceaselessly on behalf of the American army. And friends, the gratitude of the natives is impossible to describe other than by example. Such an example is the chapel they have erected at the heart of the military cemetery on Guadalcanal. It took more than 4,000 natives a little more than 2 months to construct the chapel. Viewed from the air, it resembles a huge heart with a cross in the center. The bell tower, surmounted by a carved wooden cross, rises above the main thatch roof. The inscription reads, "This is the house of God. This is none other than the gate to heaven." A final hymn from the choir. Open Mine Eyes. Goodbye, and Godspeed. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.